Reese Witherspoon defends eating snow in TikTok video. Oscar-winning actress recently filmed a TikTok video of herself making a Chocochino, which involved mixing snow, cold brew coffee, chocolate, and salted caramel syrups. Following online criticism of her design, Reese explained in another video, "There's so many people on here saying snow is dirty, so we went and took snow from the backyard and we microwaved it and it's clear. Is this bad? Am I not supposed to eat snow?" reports Female First UK. The 47-year-old star, who lives in Nashville, Tennessee, suggested that the controversy was a generational issue, and the actress admitted that she didn't grow up drinking filtered water. "We drank out of the tap. We actually put our mouths on the tap, and then sometimes, like in the summer when it was hot, we drank out of the hose, like we put our mouth on the hose growing up." Reese, who is one of the best-paid actresses in the movie business, jokingly added, "Maybe that's why I'm like this. So what you're saying to me is I have to filter the snow before I eat it? I just can't. Filtered snow? I don't know how to do that." Jessica Biel stranded on plane due to extreme weather. Jessica Biel suffered a delay in her travel plans after her plane could not land safely because of extreme weather conditions. "I am currently on a short flight and we now cannot land because of this crazy snowstorm," The Sinner Alum 41 shared in a video post on TikTok. "It's making the runway like inhospitable to land." Biel then raved she was relieved to have packed her favourite snacks, including pistachios, granola bars and a tangerine, since she had not been able to eat in a while. The Candy Star shared her epic journey had taken her and her fellow travellers to an outpost at the Salt Lake City Airport. They were not allowed to get off as the plane staff tried to refuel and actually get back up in the air. So I think the moral of the story is, it literally doesn't matter if you're flying for 20 minutes or 20 hours. Pack your own damn lunch, she concluded. Biel let her followers know at the end of the second video that she finally landed, adding, "We made it," as she let out a deep sigh. Wrestler Hulk Hogan helped rescue teenage girl trapped after Florida car crash. Retired wrestler Hulk Hogan and a friend rescued a teenage girl who was trapped in an overturned vehicle after a crash in Florida, according to Hogan's social media posts. Hogan said on the social media platform X that he used a ballpoint pen to puncture the car's airbag and free the girl after witnessing the accident in Tampa. His new wife, yoga instructor Sky Daly, took to Facebook to praise the quick action taken by her 70-year-old husband and the couple's friend, Jake Rask. "By all appearances, she was unscathed, just really rattled, which is an absolute miracle," Daly wrote. The Tampa Police Department said in an email that there were only minor injuries from the crash. Hogan, whose real name is Terry Bollea, is a member of the WWE Hall of Fame and lives in the Tampa Bay area. "Thank you, God. All is well even now," he said. "Thank you, God. All is well even now," he said on X. "Amen, HH." Picture description, elementary. The photo was taken at a pharmacy. A young woman is standing in front of the pharmacy counter. She's holding a child in her arms. She's talking to an elderly pharmacist. The young woman probably wants to buy some medicine with or without a prescription. Or maybe she asked for the pharmacist's advice to solve a medical problem. Behind the pharmacist, the shelves are full of boxes of medicine. Although we only see the backs of the child and the younger mother, they look happy and healthy. They don't seem to be sick at all. Maybe a friend or a relative needs the medicine they want to buy. The pharmacist is wearing a white coat, just like doctors. Pharmacies are usually friendly places, and the pharmacists who work there are kind. They know a lot and gladly help people who ask for advice. I especially like the special smell of pharmacies. It's a mix of medicines, herbs, and sanitizer. Pharmacies and pharmacists are usually busy, especially in autumn and winter when lots of people are ill. You often have to queue jump to get the medicine you need. If you want to avoid queuing, the best time to go to the pharmacy is the morning when most people are still at work. Late afternoon hours are always the busiest times. Picture description intermediate. In the picture, we can see a pharmacy and a pharmacist talking to her customers. The customers are a young woman and a small child whom we can see from behind. The picture has a relaxed atmosphere, so I don't think either the young woman or the child is sick. They are maybe picking up some medication for a family member or just asked for the pharmacist's advice. The shelves behind the pharmacist are laden with different kinds of medication. The grey-haired elderly pharmacist is standing behind a counter. She has a kind face and she is animatedly talking to her customers. Pharmacies sell lots of things, not just medicines. Over-the-counter drugs, vitamins, supplements, cosmetics and personal care products are also available there. Medicines, also called prescription drugs, can be available on prescription, but besides prescription-only drugs, non-prescription or over-the-counter drugs are also available. Not so long ago, a physician's prescription always meant an official slip of paper with the doctor's signature and stamp on it. But things have dramatically changed in the last few years, and these days most prescriptions are available on the internet, in the cloud. Patients don't even have to see the doctor in person if they want to have medicine prescribed that they are familiar with and have to take in the long run or are repeat prescriptions. They just phone their doctor and they can go to the pharmacy to pick the medicine up. The system usually works well and saves a lot of time for patients and medical personnel as well. Pharmacists aren't merely salespersons. Besides selling medication, they can also give advice and recommend the right treatment or medicine to patients to treat their symptoms. Pharmacists need to be professional at using the computer, and they also have to have good people skills to communicate. Sick people are often impatient, and pharmacies are usually crowded and busy places where customers have to stand in a queue to be able to pick up the necessary medication. A nice and patient pharmacist can work wonders and manage grumpy people. A smile can go a long way so that every customer can feel that their health is the most important for the pharmacist. Picture description advanced. The picture shows a nice, ordinary scene of a customer at a pharmacy buying or picking up medication and a smiling and very professional-looking pharmacist attending to her needs. A pharmacy is a facility where licensed pharmacists dispense prescription medications and provide over-the-counter OTC drugs, health advice, and related services. Pharmacists are responsible for accurately dispensing prescription medications according to a doctor's prescription. They ensure that the right drug, dosage, and instructions are provided to the patient. Pharmacists often offer counseling and advice to patients regarding their medications and answer any questions patients may have. They explain the potential side effects, drug interactions, and proper usage instructions. In addition to prescription medications, pharmacies sell a variety of OTC drugs, vitamins, supplements, and personal care products. Customers can purchase these items without a prescription. Some pharmacies engage in compounding a medicine. Some pharmacies engage in compounding a medicine, which involves customizing medications for individual patients. This is often done when a commercially available medication is not suitable for a patient due to allergies, dosage requirements, or other specific needs. Pharmacies may offer health screenings, such as blood pressure checks, cholesterol tests, and flu vaccinations, to help monitor and maintain the health of their customers, and they often provide educational materials and information about various health conditions, medications, and healthy living practices. Pharmacists work closely with physicians and other healthcare professionals to ensure coordinated and optimal patient care. They can communicate with doctors to clarify prescriptions, suggest alternative medications, or discuss any concerns. These days, the amount of information available online is overwhelming, but it can be a dangerous maze where people can get lost if they aren't careful enough. It's not enough to look up your symptoms on medical advice sites. you also have to find the right solution to treat them. That's where highly skilled medical professionals, such as pharmacists, play a crucial role. Their expertise in medication management is essential for promoting patient safety, optimizing therapeutic outcomes, and contributing to overall health and wellness. They understand the biochemical mechanisms and actions of drugs, drug uses, their therapeutic roles, side effects, and also the potential drug interactions. As qualified healthcare professionals, they can offer clinical advice and over-the-counter medications for a range of minor illnesses, such as coughs, colds, sore throats, stomach trouble, and aches and pains. If symptoms suggest there's something more serious, pharmacists have the right training to make a sure patients get the help they need. They will refer you to see a GP, a nurse, or other healthcare professional if needed. People can put their trust in pharmacists' expertise and feel that they are in safe hands. The Eiffel Tower. The Eiffel Tower in Paris, which was completed in March 1889, has a celeb status. It's one of the most recognizable monuments in the world. It is also known as the Iron Lady and receives nearly 7 million tourists a year. Although the tower is very famous, it has some secrets. Let's talk about some of them. If you were in charge of constructing the Eiffel Tower, where else would you live but the Eiffel Tower? Gustave Eiffel, who designed the landmark structure, built himself a small apartment on the top level of the structure. The sky-high room had soft carpets, oil paintings, and even a grand piano. Eiffel allowed only a few VIPs to visit, such as superstar scientist Thomas Edison. Unused since the 1920s, after Eiffel's death, few knew about it until 2015, when it opened for public viewing. The top of the Eiffel Tower seemed like the perfect spot to study stars and weather. No wonder Eiffel set up two small laboratories on the third level where astronomers and meteorologists could work. Eiffel conducted his own experiments as well to learn more about how objects move against air. He dropped items attached to cords from the second level of the tower about 110 meters above ground and observed how they fell. From homeless to musician again. One rainy afternoon, a young woman was walking through a bustling city when she noticed a homeless man sitting on a street corner, shivering from the cold. She approached him and struck up a conversation, learning that his name was David and he had been living on the streets for several years. Touched by his story, the young woman decided to take action. She went to a nearby store and purchased a thermos filled with hot soup, as well as a warm blanket and a few pairs of socks. Returning to David's side, she handed him the items, and they shared a heartfelt conversation. As they talked, the young woman discovered that David had once been an accomplished pianist before falling on hard times. Inspired by his love for music, she reached out to her friends and the local community, asking for help to fulfill David's dream of playing the piano again. Word quickly spread, and a retired music teacher offered to provide free piano lessons to David. Additionally, a kind-hearted piano technician volunteered to restore an old piano and deliver it to the homeless shelter where David had found temporary refuge. Over the next few months, David dedicated himself to practicing the piano every day. His skills improved quickly, and his passion for music was reignited. Recognizing his talent, a local theater invited him to perform in a benefit concert to raise awareness about homelessness. David's performance was met with thunderous applause and moved many in the audience to tears. Through the compassion and determination of a young woman and the support of her community, David's life was transformed. He went on to pursue a music career, bringing joy and hope to countless others throughout his melodies. His story inspired people to take action and support the homeless in their community. Donations poured in, and several organizations partnered to provide housing and job training for individuals like David, giving them a chance to rebuild their lives. Appreciating contemporary art. Hi Joyce, how are you? No, I've just seen these giant posters. It certainly looks interesting, but I'm not sure if I can appreciate modern art. It always seems so abstract and hard to understand. Really? And what do you find so interesting about it? I think I've always approached art with a more literal mindset and not considered these deeper meanings behind the brushstrokes or the choice of materials. I may be old-fashioned, but I'm used to art that is more straightforward, you know, like a beautiful landscape or a detailed portrait. Yes, that makes sense. But what about those installations that look like a pile of random objects, and you just can't make head or tail of what they want to communicate? All right, you've convinced me. I think I'll give it a shot, but I might need a guide like you for this artistic journey. This is a rather unfamiliar area for me. Wow, that's interesting. I never thought about it that way. And you sound like an art critic yourself, so I'll be in for this highly professional guided tour into modern art with you. Ba ba da ba da ba ba.